Peace be with you, travelers. My name is Paul. I was the youngest of the disciples of Eleiro, the hermit who chose to live in these lands in search of solitude and prayer. I shared days of work and faith with him at a time when the world seemed to be continuously changing. I still remember the meeting between Eleiro and King Theodoric. The king was building a large villa along the Bidente River, and when he heard that my master had refused to take part in the work required for the construction of the royal residence, he came here filled with rage. I was present. Yet, upon reaching the abbey wall, the king's horse stopped as if tamed by an invisible force. Theodoric then understood, bowed his head before that man of faith. From that day on, Eleiro's fame grew, but he remained the same, simple, serene, anything but proud. Our monastic life was regulated by silence and prayer. We would get up when it was still pitch dark, and we would pray together in the darkness, letting our voices merge with the whisper of the wind. In the refectory, meals were eaten in silence. Everyone took their food from a covered basket, a reminder that the nourishment of the body was a gift from God, not a reason for pleasure. Our days flowed between prayer, work, and reading. The church we built was a place of great beauty. The marbles came from the now-abandoned city of Mivaniola. We used those stones, decorating them with images of peacocks, lambs, wheels, symbols of eternal life, purity, divine harmony. The morning light reflected off the shiny surfaces, and everything seemed to convey peace. The monastery, a small, ordered, and organized world, stood around the church. There were cells where everyone could find rest and recollection. A refectory, a cloister for meditation, and a scriptorium where the more educated brothers copied the sacred text. When Eleiro died, we accompanied him to the burial site. His presence remained alive among us, and his abbey became a place of reference for faith and community life. Eleiro would represent spiritual authority, and his figure would have been sanctified. One would turn to Saint Eleiro to seek blessings and miracles.